إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah will be under the title of Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. Allah's will is predominant. Whether we love or not, whether we want or not, what Allah wills will happen. In the context of the terrorist attack against Islam and Muslims in New Zealand. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi fi siyaq al-hadith an الهجمة الحاقدة الإرهابية ضد الإسلام والمسلمين التي حصلت في نيوزيلندا. We claim that we are the people of the book. نحن أمة الكتاب، أمة القرآن. We claim that we are the people of faith. نحن نزعم أننا أهل عقيدة وأهل قرآن. Let's try to understand how to understand when something happened completely against our will. Something we can't control. Something we have nothing to do with it, but it happened. حينما يحصل شيء يا أحب معنا نكرهه لا نحبه لا نريده لم نخطط له لم ندري عنه. We have no hand at all in that, but it happened. We lost 50 innocent people. They were just praying. They passed away. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to consider them from the shuhada. Allahumma ameen. May Allah descend His mercy upon them and upon their families and to consider them, inshallah, kafara for them to be martyrs, inshallah. But reality, they passed away. So we lost 50 Muslims, innocent Muslims, and behind them another 50 families, they were destroyed. So it is a disaster from a human point of view? Yes. Is it a tragedy? Yes. هل هي كارثة؟ هل هي مصيبة؟ هل خططنا لها؟ طبعا لا. هل نحبها؟ لا نحبها. لكنها حصلت. إرادة الله سمحت. Allah's will permitted this and it happened. How we, the people of faith, can we benefit? How we should understand what has happened? كيف نفهم في وحي عقيدتنا وإيماننا؟ سأبتدئ بمقدمة من ثلاث آيات. I will give three verses. We try to understand our Quran, our faith, our relation with Allah in what pertains to faith. علاقتنا بالله, بالله سبحانه وتعالى عبر البوابة الإيمانية عبر ثلاث آيات ثم نأخذ الوقائع الممكن أن تستفاد من هذه الحادثة. Three verses. I will quote, narrate the verses, then I will explain them. The first one, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, in the context, في سياق الحديث عن الميراث والطلاق والخلاف بين الزوجين In the context of the dispute between husband and wife, the inheritance, the problems, Allah says, فَإِن كَرِحْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَى. And it's a law, قانون. Allah is fixing a law now. فَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. This is number one. Keep it in your mind. I will come back again to this and I will explain it inshallah in English. فَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Another verse in the context of fighting and the importance of Muslims defending themselves against those who attack them, Allah says, وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. This is number two. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. These three verses, please keep them in your mind. The first one, فَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. It's a law. Allah says, it's possible, there's a possibility that you might hate something, yet Allah brings into it a lot of blessings. You hate it from your point of view as a weak human being, as a someone who has built a shortage, naqs, shortcomings, you hate something. But Allah says, وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ. You might hate something, but Allah brings a lot of blessings and khayr into it. This is the first ayah. The second one, وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You might hate something, yet it is good for you, but you don't know. It's good for you. How, ya Allah? Wait, now we will try to see how to understand our Quran, how to understand Allah's will in light of our book, بِإِذْنِ مَوْلَى عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. You might hate, so that you might hate, but there is good, there is khayr inside it. And the third one, which is very important, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Remember, O Muhammad, when the disbelievers, they were trying to do like a conspiracy against you, so that they might capture you, O Muhammad, or kill you, or exile you, kick you out of your hometown. وَيَمْكُرُونَ. Now the word makr in Arabic means التخطيط في الخفاء. Planning secretly. When someone plans secretly, this is called makr in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَيَمْكُرُونَ. Continuously they are planning secretly. وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ. And Allah is planning secretly. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah is the best of those who plan secretly. Who can defeat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let them plan. Now that terrorists, the Australian terrorists who killed the 50, was it a coincidence or by mistake? He declared the manifesto, Bayan Rasmi, more than 700 pages talking about dates, problems, crusaders, Ottoman Empire, killing Muslims, torturing them. He is not an innocent person. And we can see that how some people around Earth, they supported him in the social media. Did this happen or not? So was it a coincidence? No. Do we have some people who are planning to get rid of Muslims? The answer is, definitely yes. He did it on purpose. Couldn't you see? His plan was so that he might be able to spread this hatred and another hundreds and tens and thousands like him to do the same thing. This is his plan. This is his makr. But let's see the makr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his plan. And those bad people, those evil people who support him. هذه خطته. هذه نيته. هذا قصده. والناس الأشرار والسيئين الذين يؤيدونه. Let's come and see. دعونا نرى حينما يشاء الله أمرا من نتيجة. What is the result? At least part of what can we witness. First listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this thing, first of all we repeat, نسأل الله أن يعدهم عنده من الشهداء. Okay, من لم يمت بالسيف مات بغيره تعددت الأسباب والموت واحد. Whether the way of passing away or way of death, this way or this way, they passed away. We can do nothing to bring them back to life. What gives us the condolence and makes it easy for us that we consider them شهداء بإذن الله عز وجل. But now, first lesson that we can see, الدرس الأول. كشف الله لنا المنافقين في العالم. Allah uncovered some of the hypocrites on worldwide level, like that Australian congressperson who immediately, in the same day, blamed Muslims for being killed. He said, it is the fault of Muslims. Innocent, poor people, they are prostrating in the masjid, yet a politician, he's not a simple person. A politician who was elected by tens of thousands of people, speaking on the media, in public, he was blaming Muslims. Now, like this person, was it for our benefit to be uncovered for the public and to know that we have people who promote hatred or not against Muslims? Now, people of earth witnessed him, and Allah sent him from his people, that big hero, that young man of 19 years who put the egg in his, and you all of them, you watch this. He expressed his hatred, and Allah sent him the message immediately from within. And everyone nearly on earth saw the scandal of this person of hatred. Now the fact that Allah revealed, Allah uncovered some hypocrites, is it for our benefits or not? First lesson. Second lesson. Now, the other side of the coin. Did not we witness the good and nice people, which were the majority or not? Have we not witnessed أَلَمْ نَرَى الْمُنصِفِينَ فِي الْمُقَابِلِ أَلَمْ نَرَى الْخَيِّرِينَ فِي الْمُقَابِلِ Have we not witnessed the good people, genuine people, who came and shared, who did their best to apologize even though they have nothing to do with it? They did not participate, they did not support, they hate this, but they came for condolence, for support, showing solidarity. They brought with them the roses, they supported, they cried with us, they came to us. Have we not witnessed this or not? Now, from one angle, Allah showed the world al-munafiqin, hypocrites. From another angle, Allah showed the world and showed us that they are not the same. We should not generalize. This is the second benefit. Third one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he decided to let us see the good part of the people, like for example, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, we all witnessed this kind of sympathy. She covered, out of respect, her body with the scarf, with the hijab. She nearly did not leave with the people who are supporting her, the Muslims, at any time. She showed whatever she can choose. Now, plus the thousands of people and the hundreds of thousands who witnessed this thing. هؤلاء المخلصون الذين أتوا الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أحب يعلمنا درسا أضعه أو تحت درسين وأذكر هنا آيتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. This is one ayah. The other one, ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤده إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما. Two verses. These two verses, they are lesson for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now, you know, because of this kind of tension, بسبب التوتر يا أحبة والتشويه الإعلامي والهجوم على الإسلام والمسلمين, sometimes we have our bad people as well. Some fanatics from us, might push the majority to hate the majority from others. Because of look them, they are all generalizing. Without us paying attention sometimes, you might be holding hatred to big number of people, and this is unfair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in the Quran, لا ينهاكم الله. Allah is not prohibiting you. He's not preventing you to be just, nice, good. Actually, Allah used أنتبروهم, those who do not fight you. Those who do not fight you and they don't push against kicking you out of your countries, and they do not support those who fight you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to apply the concept of birr with them. The word birr in Arabic, قال كلمة جامعة لمعاني الخير. It's a word that contains all kinds of goodness, which means if someone is not fighting you directly, and he's not supporting someone who's fighting you, and he's not supporting anyone who is attacking or harming or hurting you, apart from these enemies who are trying to harm you, everyone else, it's a duty upon you and me to apply the birr with them. Birr, which means all kind of goodness that you can imagine, it must be applied with them. Now, because of this kind of tension around the world, some of us might forget this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing us back to the concept of وَكَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, to be fair, to be just with those people. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us as well. It's another lesson for us to be just and fair, not to generalize. Allah says in the Quran, the other verse, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ كِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارِ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ. Some of the people of the book, if you entrusted him with a stack of gold, a lot of money, he will deliver it back voluntarily without any problem, which means out of trust. He's a trust of them. قال ومنهم من تأمنه بدينار. If you trusted him just with one coin, one dinar, $1, he will not return it back unless if you are above him, controlling him, pushing him, observing him, hardly you can bring back. Which means it's a lesson how to be fair and just with the people who are disbelievers. The fact that he's a disbeliever, because some of us might misunderstand, because of some of the fanatics of us, some of us may say, any disbeliever is such and such. This is a big mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال لا ينهاكم الله عن لم يقاتلوكم. Our problem is with those who hate us, with those who harm us, with those who fight us, with those who kill us. Not because he believes in something else, we have the right to hate him or to do bad with him. This is a big mistake. And I'm not quoting my own words, I'm quoting the Quran. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. This is another lesson that we need to see, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us amazingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us amazingly these numbers of just, genuine people who came to support us. Now another lesson, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the opportunity for us, respected brothers and sisters, to speak with the people. Just go back a few weeks because of the Islamophobia, for example. Many of us, we were not daring, I think maybe it happened with some of you, you have the adhan on your cell phones or your mobile phones. You are afraid in the airports or inside the airplane, if the adhan started, just what will happen to you? If the adhan started saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what the people will think? You are about to do what? Because of the media. Immediately, oh my God, we close it immediately, because Allahu Akbar in the airport means what? Someone is about to do a disaster, which is a big mistake, big lie, but the media happened to do. Look to the will of Allah. Millions of people, for days and days, hundreds of thousands of them, they were listening to Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Universities, companies, public places, sitting, all kind, agnostics, atheists, non-believers, Jews, Christians, listening to the Adhan, listening to the khutbah, listening to the speech, it's open just to speak with them. Just to speak with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to let us know that at any moment Allah might change everything. Are you ready? Millions, they are listening to you now. We were afraid even just to let our mobile cell phones to say Allahu Akbar. Now millions, they are listening to Allah, not just Allahu Akbar, to everything else. Just crying, listening to you. Open hearts, completely ready. Media, TV, radio, social media, all of you just listening. Please just speak. Look to this golden opportunity. It's like, it's okay, it's a message from Allah. At any moment, I can change. At any moment, I can let you. Now, at this specific moment, the true, genuine people, المخلصون من هذه الأمة, يجب أن يكونوا مستعدين. You don't know when next time will happen, respected brothers and sisters. This is a lesson for us in light of our faith. And before the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I conclude this talk with it. We don't know what could happen in the future, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us like a push. لا ندري ماذا يحصل في المستقبل. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظ أمة الإسلام والمسلمين. وأسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا الإخلاص. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to help us to be honest, to be genuine, to say the truth. We don't know what will happen. This might be repeated. الله أعلم. We don't know. We have a lot of other people, but let's take a lesson. The most important lesson after believing that if Allah wills something, to trust in Allah, not to have the inferiority complex in your religion, respected brother and sister. Don't ever accept for yourself أن تشعر بالدنيا. إياك أن تشعر بعقدة النقص. Don't look down to your faith. Don't look. Allah gave you a message. You are holding the truth. It's not because of me or you, it's Allah's will. Just gave us the opportunity to prevail, to speak about Islam worldwide for a few days. This might change in a few days. Maybe someone else will create another something, might be twisted, close the game. But we call this in our faith, iqamatul hujjah min Allah alayna. Allah has established an argument against us that look what could happen at any moment. Do you respect your faith? Are you ready? Are you ready to speak with the people? Are you proud of what you have? Imagine, let's imagine that those millions of people or hundreds of thousands who came to this masajid in Canada, in Australia, in the UK, in the United States, and you saw them in the media. Thousands of them, they came to the masajid all over the world. Imagine if hundreds of them decided to become Muslims. Are we ready to welcome them? Are we ready to support them? Do we have institutions to take care of them? Imagine, let's imagine, thousands, in a few days, they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. What can we do? Are we ready? The answer is, no, we are not ready. We are not ready, respected brothers and sisters. We are not ready. We are not overcoming our own problems still, our own troubles, problems. This is Arabs, this is Pakistani, this is Somali, this is Syrian, this is Eastern, this is Western. Still we are fighting. Every masjid has its own agenda. We are not cooperating with each other. We don't have kind of true love within each other. We have discrimination between us. We have a black and white. We have poor and we have problems. Imagine that Allah pushed those thousands to come to us and to say, we want to embrace your beautiful religion. And they discovered part of what we are doing between us, in our families. It's a desire. Let's be ready, please. Let's prepare ourselves. Allah might at any moment open all gates and say, Tafaddal, yalla, I brought the people to you, do the rest. Are we ready? Let's think about this. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nakuna. مستعدين وأن يرحمنا برحمته وأن يغفر لنا وأن يرحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض يوم العرض عليك يا كريم. اللهم ارحم إخواننا وأخواتنا الذين قضوا نحبهم في الحادث الإرهابي وقبلهم عندك من الشهداء يا الله يا كريم. اللهم صبر أهليهم وصبر عائلاتهم يا الله، وكن معهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا بقضائك وعنا على أداء أدوارنا التي تحب منا وترضى يا رب العالمين. ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.